Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
We've done the dark side of Chuck E. Cheese. We've done the dark side of movie theaters. And now the dark side of kids' TV.
Oh, this sucks, man.
I know. Except this isn't funny or wild or any way. It's actually like really sad. So here's your trigger warning for abuse, because we are talking about all the allegations against Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider. And if you haven't been keeping up with this whole storyline, I mean, just it's kind of like the Ellen DeGeneres thing, but worse, because you're dealing with kids. And then there were people that worked under him that ended up going to jail or prison for sexual abuse as well with some of the child stars. And it really is just heartbreaking. So there was a docuseries that came out called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And it's basically exposing all the allegations against him in terms of having a hostile work environment. All these kids actors are coming out and talking about just how brutal it was to be on set with this man who was in charge of some of the biggest TV shows of my generation. We had Drake and Josh, The Amanda Show, iCarly. Like, these were the shows that raised us. And now all these child stars are speaking out about him just being an absolute monster while running these massive TV shows that would launch these kids' careers. And also there's another episode about Drake Bell exposing sexual abuse by his dialogue coach. Drake Bell was probably the biggest star on Nickelodeon 15, 20 years ago when I was a kid growing up.
So I just started watching this last night because, of course, Nickelodeon was a huge part of my childhood in the 90s, watching shows. And, you know, you can't do that on television, and Ren and Stimpy. And it was like, they say this in the docuseries now, you have all these other streaming platforms, but when we were kids, you had the Disney Channel and you had Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And they were churning out child stars. And Dan Schneider was the one that was behind some of these child stars, like Amanda Bynes. He is responsible for basically finding her and curating her career and turning her into like this mega superstar she was at the time. Now, again, I've just started watching this. So it's starting in the early years of Dan Schneider's career, how he treated the two women writers that were on his staff is absolutely appalling.
Just like sexual harassment.
It's so disappointing. Not just that. So they were the only two women writers there at Nickelodeon and writing for the Amanda Bynes show. And they shared a salary while all the other men had their own individual salary.
Wow.
And they actually found out from the Writers Guild that that was not allowed. And so, and then there was some other stuff that was done in the writer's room that was very uncomfortable. And he just ended up having this power over everybody. And everybody was so afraid to say something because you would either A, lose your job, or B, never work in the industry again, mm-hmm. because he was so powerful. And it just, and they warn you in the beginning. I don't remember who says this, but they're like, just be warned, if you were a fan of Nickelodeon and this was a big part of your childhood, we're about to ruin your childhood.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And especially looking back on some of the scenes from shows like iCarly and Victorious, some of the jokes and the gags, as an adult, with the context that I have with adult experience, the fact that some of these things were allowed in terms of like feet fetishes and scenes that feel so sexualized, mm-hmm. for these young kids is so disturbing. So now Dan Schneider is sitting down with this actor who he was over. His name is Boogie. I watched this yesterday. And it's supposed to feel sort of like this intense journalistic conversation where he comes out and he sets the record straight, but it's obviously so canned to make him look good. It's obvious everything is rehearsed. It's obvious that this guy who's quote unquote interviewing him has something to gain, because this is a guy that has a lot of power in the television industry. He's coming out and apologizing for his behavior, apologizing for the hostile work environment and the writer's room, and also apologizing for those inappropriate jokes / all of the sexualization of the kids on these TV shows.
watching over the past two nights, very difficult, facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret, and I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology. No writer should ever feel uncomfortable in any writer's room, ever, period, the end, no excuses. Most TV writers, comedy writers have been in writer's rooms and they are aware that a lot of times there are inappropriate jokes made and inappropriate topics come up. But the fact that I participated in that, especially when I was leading the room, it embarrasses me. I shouldn't have done it. That was wrong. That was because I was an inexperienced producer. I was immature. Wouldn't happen today, but I'm just really sorry it happened. All these jokes that the show covered over the past two nights was written for a kid audience because kids thought they were funny and only funny. Now we have some adults looking back at them 20 years later, and they're looking at them and they're saying, oh, you know, I don't think that's appropriate for a kid show. I have no problem with that. If that's how anyone feels, let's cut those jokes out of the show, just like I would have done 25 years ago. I cut it.
Sexualizing kids is not inappropriate. It is crossing a line that's so far gone that I cannot believe any of it was allowed.
Yeah, it's crazy because, and I mean, of course, we are in a different world now than we were in the 90s, in a lot of ways, thankfully. And when you watch some of the clips they pulled from the Amanda Bynes show and Victorious with Ariana Grande and what Ariana Grande was doing with that potato.
Oh, my God. The potato scene, she basically grabs it with both hands in the way that you might do with a partner. And
she's trying to squeeze juice out of the potato. And yeah, she's making these weird sounds. And she's like, it was so, and I'm like.
And she's how old at the time?
She was a teen at the time.
Yeah, young teen.
Young teen. Yeah. Probably like 16, 17.
It was so bizarre.
Making gagging noises, putting her feet in her mouth. I mean, it's so icky. But for more stories, you can head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.